Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning udder edema in our dairy herds. A recent study looked at animals with and without udder edema. They did notice that there was an increase in the number of steps that animals took, as well as kicking during udder prep in the milking parlor. They also noted that there was a higher kickoff rate with animals that had udder edema versus those that did not, and that first lactation animals were more affected by this condition than second lactation animals. Some other things that will increase the incidence of udder edema is age at first calving. As animals are older, when they first calve, they're more likely to develop udder edema. So trying to calve your heifers in at 22, 23, or 24 months of age will reduce the incidences of this in your first calving animals. If you're having some issues with udder edema, the first thing we always check with is the amount of salt that we're feeding in our close-up period and making sure that we're not overfeeding salt there. If you're going to be providing that pre-calving, use blocks, not loose salt. That will help control the consumption of salt just prior to calving. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at the incidence of udder edema in their herd, and if they're having issues, visit with their nutritionist, as well as taking steps to preventing it.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.